We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Pilgrimage. I've personally been going there for years. You need to get there and taste it for yourself. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web. MemphisBBQCO.com.
You're a real guy, and you need real tools for real work. You need We Sell Tools. Because, well, that's what we do. We sell tools for real guys for real projects. Like a car that needs fixing or things that need to be done around the house. We sell tools for all your projects. Tools. That's it. No patio furniture. No plants. Just tools. We sell tools. Drop in anytime. We're at the northeast corner of Kirby Whitten Road and Summer Avenue.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
Cash word this hour is the word broke. B-R-O-K-E. Text broke to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. B-R-O-K-E. Text broke to 72881. And you can win $1,000 with that code word. Got another fresh code word coming up at 5 o'clock.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
Parrish, I'm speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Brad Carson producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles. No disruption.
Our daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope you have, like me, spent the past 20 hours or so watching Ja Morant highlights on YouTube, because if so, you've probably whipped yourself into a frenzy about what happened last night in Chicago in the NBA draft lottery. No, the Grizzlies did not get the number one pick. So the Grizzlies will not have Zion Williamson. The Grizzlies did get the number two pick, and they're going to add somebody, presumably, projects as a franchise point guard, a future all-star. Going to tell you about him in a minute. Walk you through last night. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 420, Joe Mullinex, site manager, SB Nation's GrizzlyBearBlues.com. Who better to talk with today than Joe Mullinex? We'll break down Ja Morant, the NBA draft. And I'll ask him, by the way, is there anybody else you would consider at number two once Zion is off the board? Joe Mullinex is going to join me in about 20 minutes. Finish that segment. I usually do four notable stories at 444, at which point I discuss four previously undiscussed stories, but we're not going to do that today because, I think talking about anything other than the NBA draft or Ja Morant or Zion Williams is probably a waste of a segment today. But beyond that, I'm going to have Grizz president Jason Wexler with me. How excited was he last night when the ping pong balls bounced the way the ping pong balls bounced? Jason Wexler, president of the Memphis Grizzlies, going to be here around 4:40. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. And then at 5:30, Murray State coach Matt McMahon is going to join me. He's the man who has coached Ja Morant past two seasons, watched him turn into an All-American. What makes Ja Morant special? His college coach is going to join me at 5:30. Then I'll do dinner to go and get out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to. But I want to start with last night's NBA draft lottery. What a night. What a wild 30-minute television show. By now you know how it unfolded. But let's walk through it one more time. When I left here yesterday, I told you, I had to go home, set up shop in my studio at my home that CBS created for me, because I was going to be doing a 30 to 40 minute lottery show on CBS Sports HQ. And so we were reacting to this in real time, which means that I wasn't actually watching the TV show the way you guys were watching the TV show, although I did DVR it, go back and watch it later, because I just wanted to experience it visually the way Grizzlies fans experience it. But I was obviously following it on Twitter. And the first bit of good news is that they skip right over the Grizzlies, which is evidence that the Grizzlies have moved into the top four. So you're like, woohoo. And then we go to a television break. that's placed there to make a lot of money because the drama is incredible.
Yeah.
And what we know is that the top four picks in some order are going to be the Pelicans, the Grizzlies, the Knicks, and the Lakers. So literally the two biggest markets in the NBA and the two smallest markets in the NBA. And when we come back from that break, like you get to, and I know ever since the Grizzlies were going to be in the lottery, you could daydream about Zion Williamson. We had done it. We've spent entire segments doing it, but it was always unrealistic. And then suddenly you have this 4 or 5 minute television break where you go, okay, one of four teams is going to get Zion Williamson, and it really might be the Grizzlies. It is still unlikely to be the Grizzlies, but we're down to four teams. And it really might happen. And worst case scenario, like you're picking fourth, which means you're not conveying, which means you're not picking eighth. Woohoo. But hey, Zion's still a possibility. And people, you could just see it on social media, just fired up, like genuinely excited about the way this is going to go down. So we come back from the break and they announce that the fourth pick is going to go to the Lakers. Now let's pause it. Okay. The Grizzlies are now picking no worse than third. And Zion is still in play. With the third pick, it'll be the New York Knicks. Okay. Now, we're really waiting to hear the next words that come out of this man's mouth. And if the next words that come out of this man's mouth is New Orleans Pelicans, the Memphis Grizzlies are really going to win the lottery, pick first, and select Zion Williamson. And let's stop here for a second, because this should put an end to the NBA draft lottery is rigged conversation.
Yes.
First off, the way they – it might have been rigged once upon a time. I can't speak to that. But the way they do it now, when you have media members, representatives from each lottery team all in the room, like it's not rigged, all right? It's just – it's a ridiculous conspiracy theory that people trot out. But the way it ended up last night, even if you subscribe to it, like you got to unsubscribe at this point, because there is nothing the NBA would have preferred more than Zion Williamson going to the Lakers or the Knicks, to L.A. or New York. And instead, it was Lakers off the board, the Knicks off the board, which guaranteed Zion Williamson is either going to be in Memphis or New Orleans. That ain't good for the NBA. Like, it'll be fine, but that is not the best-case scenario for the NBA. In fact, you could argue it's like maybe the worst-case scenario for the NBA to have Zion Williamson in one of your smallest markets. But stop it with the NBA draft lottery is rigged. If you're going to rig it, they're terrible at doing it, because last night did not go the NBA's way at all. And obviously, you know, they said the Grizzlies would get the second pick, the Pelicans would get the first pick. And the immediate reaction to that, I think, is natural disappointment. Like, oh, man. And I know that that's all settled prior to the television show starting in a room. It really doesn't come down to the Pelicans or Grizzlies. That's not the way this works. But from a television perspective, as a viewer, you are watching something and you know that it's either us or them. Like, right now, I don't know if it's us or them, but it's either us or them. One of us is getting Zion Williamson. So the initial reaction when you find out it's New Orleans, not Memphis, getting Zion Williamson, is to be disappointed. Oh, man. Wow. Boy. Like, it was us or them. And it could have very reasonably been us, but it was them. So you can be disappointed. Because getting the number one pick in this draft is drastically different than getting the number two pick. Evidence being that the Pelicans have reportedly sold 3,000 season ticket packages since last night. They sold 2,000 last night. They've sold another 1,000 a day. That's according to the New York Times. And, like, the box office ain't closed yet. So Zion Williamson, as we've talked about for months now, he's not just an incredible basketball prospect. He's an incredible asset for your business, the basketball business. New Orleans is experiencing that today. So they should be fired up in New Orleans. I know they're going to try to convince Anthony Davis to stay. That's not going to work, is my understanding. So what I do is I package Anthony Davis and, whatever else you got to package to make some sort of deal work. And I'm going to talk to Boston about getting young players and draft picks, or toss to the Lakers about getting young players and draft picks. Or I might even call the Knicks. You know, they were hoping to maybe make a run at Anthony Davis. Give me a call. You got that third pick, huh? Maybe we'll get a package of that third pick and whatever else. We'll bring R.J. Barrett down here to New Orleans to play with Zion Williamson. They look like they get along okay. So New Orleans got some incredible options now. I don't think one of them is pairing Anthony Davis with Zion Williamson long-term, like that ship, as they say, has sailed. But you can now use Anthony Davis to get other young, interesting pieces, perhaps even R.J. Barrett, to put around Zion Williamson, and you've got a future you can get excited about in New Orleans. I know Knicks fans are devastated because they had as good a lottery odds as anybody else, but like I said, I think they can still make a run at Anthony Davis. I don't believe, because the report suggested they weren't, they don't believe they were going to use the one pick to try to make a deal for Anthony Davis. But now that they've got the third pick, they could reasonably put that on the table to try to get Anthony Davis. And so they could end up with Anthony Davis anyway and maybe put him with Kevin Durant, possibly Kyrie Irving. Now go try to win the East. Short of that, draft R.J. Barrett at 3, assuming he's available, because he's a guy who, like I heard Jeffrey had an NBA guest on earlier, and he said, you know, I think R.J. Barrett can be a better NBA player than he was a college player. Like,
No.
R.J. Barrett was a first-team All-American. Yeah. R.J. Barrett scored 860 points this season, more than any other freshman in ACC history. Any freshman in ACC
history. It's unlikely.
Well, yeah. Is he going to be first-team All-NBA someday? If so, you should probably go ahead and take him first. So, like, the idea that R.J. Barrett is considered like, well, you know, he wasn't that great in college. R.J. Barrett was awesome in college.
Right.
He was just Zion's teammate. He did not lose his grip on the number one pick label that he possessed coming out of high school as much as Zion just ripped it away from him. So if you're the Knicks, you take R.J. Barrett, who I think is going to be ready to score in the NBA from day one because that's what he's built to do. Put him with, again, presumably Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. You're ready to go. Last night did not go well for the Knicks, but the Knicks are still set up to be in a much better position going forward than they were this time a year ago. So if I were a Knicks fan, I'd actually be excited. Disappointed that we didn't get Zion, but excited big picture. And as for the Grizzlies, this was the type of luck they needed. You know, they've made some decisions, and this is no time to pile on, but they've made some decisions that have put this franchise in a less than ideal situation. And there is a way to pull out of it if you just by making sound decisions one after another after another. But it certainly helps if you get lucky. It certainly helps if, something bounces your way every once in a while. And last night, something bounced their way, specifically ping pong balls. And now they're going to be able to add a prospect who many people believe can be a franchise changer and a future NBA All-Star. And that is John Morant. Now, the question becomes, do you definitely take John Morant over R.J. Barrett? And to that, I would say, I think so.
Yeah.
But I would do my homework on it. Like, I'd still want R.J. Barrett to come to Memphis and work out for me and have dinner with me and sit down with me. I think I would take John Morant. That's what my mock draft says. That's what I said on CBS Sports HQ. That's what I'm saying right now. But, again, R.J. Barrett has, for years now, up until really November of last year. In other words, the start of the 2018-19 college basketball season until Zion Williamson shown himself to be this physically overwhelming, incredible basketball thing. Up until that moment, R.J. Barrett had been considered the best prospect in the world his age basically forever. Like, he single-handedly, like, destroyed Team USA, coached by John Calipari a few years ago in an international tournament. And again, he wasn't Zion Williamson in college, but he was a first-team All-American who scored more points than any freshman in ACC history. To just automatically say, yeah, we don't want that guy, we'll take John Morant, I think is you're just not doing your homework.
Yeah.
So I'd bring them both in, assuming they'll both come here. I'd really do my homework on both, but yes, I think I would take John Morant, which means John Morant is likely to go second in the 2019 NBA draft, at which point he will become the first college player, non-freshman, to go in the top three of a draft since Victor Oladipo in 2013. And the path he has taken to get here is really, really remarkable. I think most people know the basics. Unheralded recruit, went to Murray State, good freshman season, boom, turned into something nobody saw coming, and now here he is. But the details of the story are even more incredible. He barely recruited in high school, under 6 feet as recently as his senior year of high school. Now he's a 6'3 explosive point guard. But in high school, he was under 6 feet for a while. And again, not totally unrecruited, but definitely barely recruited. And as the story goes, in July 2016, there was a Murray State assistant named James Kane, and he was recruiting a young man named Tevin Brown, who ultimately went to Murray State. And he's recruiting Tevin Brown, and Tevin Brown is participating in what amounts to an AAU combine in Spartanburg, South Carolina. John Morant is from South Carolina as well. And so the way this combine worked is that early in the day, they took these kids, a few dozen kids, and they worked them out, drill stuff, measured them. And the best kids in this group were asked to stay in the main gym to work out where college coaches could evaluate them. And the other kids, the lesser kids, were sent to a back gym to play 3-on-3 back there. And, yeah, college coaches were allowed to go in there, but, like, hey, let's get all the good kids together, put them on a court, all in the same place so that college coaches are all watching the best kids we got here. Ja Morant got sent to the back gym. He wasn't considered one of the better kids in this combine in South Carolina. So a local ragtag deal, they work out these players, measure these players. They say, hey, you 10 stay here, and we're going to work out here. The rest of you go to the back gym and just play 3-on-3, whatever, we don't care. Ja Morant got sent to the back gym. So he's off the radar. James Kane, again, this Murray State assistant, he's there watching Tevin Brown, who's in the main gym. He gets hungry like you might sometimes when you're in a gym. So he's asking one of the people running this event, like, yo, man, where can I get a hot dog or some nachos or a candy bar or anything? Like, I'm starving. And they were like, yeah, I think there's a concession stand set up there in the back gym. So because he's hungry, and only because he's hungry, he walks into this back gym. And he sort of stumbles into this lanky, skinny athlete just destroying everybody in the back gym. Just absolutely destroying everybody. And he's like, what is this kid doing back here? Like, who decided this kid can't be in the main gym? And he picks up the phone, and he calls Murray State coach Matt McMahon, who's going to join me at 5:30. And he says, yo, I'm here to see Tevin. He's working out in the main gym. They sent some other kids in this back gym. I came to this back gym to get something to eat, and I just stumbled into this kid. I don't know his name, because he's not even on the roster that the event organizers printed out to give to coaches so that they would know who they're watching. Ja Morant's name's not even on the thing. That's how insignificant he was. He goes, I don't know who this kid is. I'm going to find out his name, but I'm telling you, we need to recruit him.
Jeez.
A week later, they get him in for a visit, and within a couple of months, Ja Morant was committed to Murray State. At the time Murray State committed him, the only other offers he had were from Duquesne, South Carolina State, and Maryland Eastern Shore.
Oof.
And he goes to Murray State.
Yeah.
He averages 12.7 points, 6.5 rebounds, and 6.3 assists as a freshman. Good freshman season. And then after last season, he goes to the CP3 camp, the Chris Paul's camp for point guards. And something happened, but he came back a different dude. And there was a story, I think in the New York Times, where Rick Burr, the Belmont coach, who's in the same league as Murray State, he said, we started getting phone calls about Morant at Murray State, like in the preseason of this past season. Like, yo, he's a different dude now. Like, he's really an NBA player now. And Rick Bird's like, what? Like, he's good, but we ain't seen that yet. And he said it became very clear when the season started, something had changed with him. And he was violent attacking the rim, shooting it good enough, incredible breaking down defenses. Again, 6'3 point guard, and basically half of his field goal attempts come at the rim. And he'll destroy the rim and you if you get in the way. He attacks. He has court vision like Trae Young or D'Angelo Russell, but he's violent like Russell Westbrook. And ends up averaging 24.5 points, 10.0 assists, 5.7 rebounds per game this season. First player in modern history to average 20 points and 10 assists a game. And you might say, yeah, but he did that against mid-major competition. It's true, largely. But he also like put 25 points on Auburn, a team that ultimately went to the Final Four. Got a triple-double in the NCAA tournament against Marquette. He is not an example of somebody who just destroyed mid-major competition but couldn't handle it when he was dealing with Alabama and Auburn and Marquette, so on and so forth. He destroyed everybody he played this year, basically. The level of competition didn't minimize him in any way. And I know that once upon a time there might have been some hesitation about drafting a player from Murray State this high in a draft. But, like, let's look at the NBA playoffs right now. Steph Curry came from Davidson. C.J. McCollum came from Lehigh. Damian Lillard came from Weber State. Awesome guards can come from anywhere, and it appears the next one is going to come from Murray State. A barring a surprise, he'll be your future point guard of the Memphis Grizzlies. Joe Mullinex up next.
Arnaz J is back. He's bringing that crazy thing he does to the Fitz Casino and Hotel Friday and Saturday, May 17th and 18th.
And he did a move I had never heard before. Like, hell, I'm like, what was that? So Rodney started walking around the house. I'm like, man, shut up. You're going to get us killed, man.
Tickets start at just $25. Get them at the Fitz by calling Ticketmaster or online at Ticketmaster.com. Better yet, stay the night with the Arnaz J Special, a deluxe room and two reserve show tickets for $189.
So the doctor tried to be slick and talk to me to divert my attention. So he said, well, what you think about the brains? I said, but hey, wait a minute. I ain't used to this. Let a brother get loose.
Arnaz J, two shows, 8 p.m. Friday, May 17th, and 8 p.m. Saturday, the 18th, at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 6750 Poplar. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you are looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center at 6750 Poplar, which, by the way, is now accepting additional insurance plans in 2019. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 per year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and two annual cleanings. It's a value right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if that interests you, and if you don't have traditional insurance, it should, give the Smile Center a call, 901-309-1333, 901-309-1333, or just get the information on the web, SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and auto pay offerings. 5/21/19. Restrictions apply to business customers. Only 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to 8 hours.
Want to treat your car right?
He's Frampol!
Thankfully, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just do a Fram 3 filter job and your vehicle will be properly maintained. Oil filter, air filter, cabin air filter. 3 Fram filters and you know the job's done right. And if they don't carry Fram, maybe you're in the wrong place. So remember, if you can count to 3, you can get the job done right. Fram, filter out the nonsense.
Spilled your red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker.
Keep it in mind.
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
If you own a pair of Skechers, this ad is not for you because you already know they're the most comfortable shoes on the planet. This ad is for those who've never tried Skechers, for the few who have never experienced the otherworldly comfort of Skechers air-cooled memory foam, never floated across the ground on comfort pods, or experienced Skechers seamless knits. You're missing out. That's like never petting a puppy. So we've made this ad for you, in hopes of showing you the light. Skechers. Live comfortably. Available at a Skechers store near you, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Earn 2 times the fuel points at Kroger Thursdays through Sundays. Just download your coupon on the app or at Kroger.com. Limited time only. Restrictions apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This ain't a wave or a phase, because all that fades.
Jason Wexler is the president of the Memphis Grizzlies. He's going to join me in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will be here at 5 o'clock. Murray State coach, the man who recruited, signed, and coached Ja Morant for the past 2 years. Matt McMahon is going to join me at 5:30. But right now, he's the site manager, SB Nation's GrizzlyBearBlues.com. It's Joe Mullinex making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Joe Mullinex, how you doing today?
It's a busy day in Memphis. A good day, but a busy day. Safe to say, a lot more busy than we thought it would be.
No question. So let's just start there. How big of a development was last night for the franchise we have here in Memphis?
It was gigantic. I think it was truly a pivotal moment, and it pivots you away. You know, there's going to be people like me that still think conveying the pick before it becomes unprotected in 2021 is pretty important. But it pivots you away from that a good bit if you're, you know, not being stuck in your ways like me. And it allows for you to say, okay, now we have two, theoretically, cornerstone pieces in Jaren Jackson Jr. and, you know, probably Ja Morant, but possibly R.J. Barrett, whatever direction they go in it, two overall. Those are guys that you hope to have for the next decade who can compete together, can grow together. You know, it's kind of like an Avengers Endgame where when everybody comes back and Cap, they say, Cap on your left. You know, now it's Jaren on your left, and it's one of these dudes that's going to come in here, and for the first time in a while, Grizzlies fans can be excited about the level of talent that Memphis will have on the roster starting at the top. And that's even without whatever happens with Mike Conley, who in theory has his value increased, because if you do still value conveying that first-round pick as soon as you can, it doesn't make a ton of sense to trade your best player, at least best current player. You can sell that, and that's one of my big things for Jason Wexler and Zachary Kleiman, being able to sell people on the unpredictability of this front office, possibly being able to take advantage and increasing the value of the assets that you do have. So it was a huge win. It was improbable, but it was not impossible. I think that we saw chaos, and maybe we should have been more prepared for that because of the way they redid the lottery this year. And it obviously paid off for Memphis. So being the second best winner, obviously they didn't quite get to Zion, but at the same time, they have the opportunity now to pick which one of the other top tier types of guys, because Zion's a tier in and of himself, but that tier below him, as most folks agree, it's either RJ Barrett or Ja Morant, and you have to decide which one you want. They don't have to wait for someone else to make that decision. Their scouting department, their brain trust, they can decide who's best for what they want to do moving forward, and that's extremely valuable.
Well, in that sense, it is a little bit like having the first pick in the draft, in the sense that everybody, you know exactly who's available to you. Like last year, I think probably by draft night, they knew who would probably be available to them, but you still had to wait and see what other franchises are going to do. You don't have to wait here. New Orleans has taken Zion Williamson. You can have anybody else you want. Let me ask you, is it clear to you, Joe Mullinex, who the Grizzlies should select second overall?
I think it's probably about 75% clear. I like Ja Morant a lot. I think he's explosive. I think he's your next best shot outside of Zion Williamson to be a superstar in this draft in terms of the prospect that he is, the raw ability that he has. But I do think that it's important to point out that RJ Barrett, going into all of this, was the consensus number one overall pick in this draft. And it's not like he did badly at Duke. And Duke is pretty good at basketball. They're likely going to have three lottery picks depending on where Cam Reddish goes, three top eight, top six, top five even picks in this draft. And he played in the ACC, the best conference in America, where the champion, who Duke beat twice, came out of. And he didn't play poorly at Duke. It's not like Cam Reddish where you're betting on ability. This guy can score the basketball. So while I think it makes a lot of sense for John Morant, I think it allows for you to move on from Mike Conley a little more easily. I think that there's a lot of good arguments for Morant and his ability, and he will probably be the pick. I'm hopeful that people are willing, whether it's in that front office or even, you know, at grizzlybearblues.com here on 92.9, I think it's a conversation worth having because Barrett, it's not like he was bad, and he played at a pretty high level in the toughest conference in the land. Ja Morant was explosive and really good as well, but I think that it's important to point out his jumper is kind of suspect, and his game's really based on explosiveness. And, you know, obviously Russell Westbrook's one of the best players in the league, but everybody looks at Westbrook now as kind of a pariah in a way, given the way that he plays. You look at Ja Morant, they're similar in terms of athleticism, but in terms of frame, they're not really built the same. Westbrook's much larger in terms of musculature and things like that. So I think Morant is the guy, but I don't think it's a 100% home run. Like, I've seen people doing polls, including you guys, and it's like 90% Ja Morant. I don't see that necessarily. I think it's not quite that clear.
I'm talking to Joe Mullinex, site manager, SB Nation's GrizzlyBearBlues.com, host of Grizzly Bear Blues Live. You can listen to that anywhere you listen to podcasts, including Apple Podcasts. You mentioned Mike Conley. The answer to the question I'm about to ask is, depends on what's offered. Like, I understand that. But would you be leaning more toward, let's move Mike Conley for pieces and draft picks or whatever combination we can get and turn this thing over to Ja Morant right now and go Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., that's where we're headed? Or would you lean more toward, let's keep Mike Conley around, try to be as good as we can be next season, hopefully convey the pick, maybe make a run at the playoffs, even though I think that's unlikely, and have Mike Conley mentor Ja Morant? Where would you lean?
I think that if after winning the lottery, if you get to the second pick and you don't trade Mike Conley, you're going back to what Chris Wallace would have done. You're being reactive. You're not being proactive. I thought that was a really great quote from these new guys. You want to be proactive. And being proactive now is understanding that whether you go R.J. Barrett or Ja Morant, you have someone who's a new cornerstone who can sell jerseys, sell season tickets, as Wexler tweeted out the number to call and buy season tickets after the lottery win. You have that guy now. And I think it makes it a lot easier for the fan base to stomach if you do move on from arguably one of the greatest, if not the greatest, Grizzlies players, certainly the greatest scorer in terms of points scored of all time, in Mike Conley. I think it makes it a little easier to stomach, even though you still have to convey the pick. And you have to assume, and you obviously need to see it first, but a DeLon Wright, assuming he comes back, you have Ja Morant or R.J. Barrett. Let's just say Ja Morant for the sake of argument. You've got Jonas Valanciunas, who maybe it's a little more iffy after the tweets and the reports out of Lithuania today. But you assume that he'll be back. It could just be grandstanding on his part. You have Jaren, of course. You have Kyle Anderson, who hopefully will be healthy. Dylan Brooks. Plus, whatever return you get in a Conley trade, whose value, again, should be higher, that probably isn't a bottom six team in the NBA. I agree with you that it's not a playoff team. I think they're still on the outside looking in next year. But I don't think it's a team that's in the top six, obviously barring the lottery. And because of that, I don't think you need to be married to trading Conley. I wrote for GrizzlyBearBlues.com. There were two picks that I thought that they could theoretically keep Conley, 8 and 4. And they didn't land on either of those spots. So you're looking at an opportunity here to trade Conley, get the best value that you can, and try to, again, be proactive. I think that's extremely important. And you look at the opportunity they have. It's not something that anybody really expected. You could hope for it, but it was extremely improbable. And we, you know, the realistic function here is that we've woken up in a different world than we were in just 24 hours ago.
I'm wrapping up here with Joe Mullinex, site manager, SB Nation's GrizzlyBearBlues.com. Last thing before I let you go, and I think I'm with you, to keep Mike now would be reactive instead of proactive. You know, I think this makes it easier to move on, and it's just sort of the best thing for everybody. You can get whatever you can get for him. which would be more about your future than your present. And then Mike gets to go play somewhere, perhaps, where he can compete for things other than what he would be competing for here, which is something he has, in the nicest way possible, made clear he would like to do. So here's my last question for you. Do we have a sense, and I know we've talked about this in the past, but do we have a sense, what's available for Mike Conley? What could Grizzly fans reasonably expect to get back if they did move, you know, the leading point scorer in Grizzlies franchise history?
I think a first-round pick and a young player should be the expectation. When I say young player, I mean like a Domantas Sabonis. I mean a Gary Harris in a perfect world from Denver, but that might be too much of a reach. Say you want Will Barton. And again, Will Barton's not necessarily young, but if you bring in a Will Barton, a Malik Beasley, and a first-round pick and make that work cap-wise, I think that's where your value is. But the biggest thing for me in the weeks ahead, because again, like I said, we live in a different Grizzlies world than we were in just 24 hours ago, I want them to continue to explore every possible angle. I want them to interview as many coaches as they can. I think that they need to explore the value of that number two pick, the value of Mike Conley, and they need to play up the idea that no one really knows what they're going to do. If you can convince the New York Knicks that you're thinking about taking RJ Barrett at two, maybe they get desperate and they talk trade with you. If you convince folks that you might be willing to keep Mike Conley to be a mentor to Morant or to play alongside Barrett and make the playoffs, which, again, I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but if you can convince people to think that that's what you think, that makes it more possible for you to maximize the value of the assets you have, and Conley's a great example of that. So I think young player and a first-round pick should continue to be the baseline. I think Utah is in a tough spot now. I saw that they're interested in reengaging in trade talks after all the hubbub they raised about things being leaked, and I thought that was ironic. But whether it's Utah, Denver, there's been rumors of Indiana, whoever it might be, they need to emphasize, it's like a new coach at a new league, at a new sport, whatever it might be. Nobody knows what you're going to do. You need to play that up. You need to sell. You need to create intrigue around what you're going to do with these assets to try to establish a market where they're seen as more valuable than they may actually be. They have that opportunity more now than they did this time yesterday, and I hope that they're smart enough to realize it.
That is Joe Mullinex, site manager for SB Nation's GrizzlyBearBlues.com, host of Grizzly Bear Blues Live, a podcast you can listen to anywhere you listen to podcasts, including Apple Podcasts. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at Joe Mullinex. Terrific as always. Thank you for being here.
I appreciate you. Looking forward to next week.
All right. That's Joe Mullinex, site manager, SB Nation's GrizzlyBearBlues.com. When we come back, we'll be joined by Jason Wexler, president of the Memphis Grizzlies. How big of a night was last night for the franchise? Does what happened last night change the trajectory of the coaching search? I'll ask Jason Wexler both of those things next.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
This is Gary Parrish, host of the Gary Parrish Show for the 8th straight year. Can you believe that? We've been doing this show for 8 years, and the very first company who ever advertised on the show was Cooper Systems. They've never left, and I'll owe Lee and Lauren Cooper forever for that. Anyway, I'm assuming by now you know the basics about Cooper Systems. You need a computer, that's your spot. You need computer repair, that's your spot. But did you know Cooper Systems also offers business networking and IT services for small to medium-sized businesses? It's true, they do. So if your network or server is not performing as well as it should, call Cooper Systems. They can design and troubleshoot your network or server, configure your firewall for maximum security, and improve your wireless network. They can get a certified network engineer out to your site and get you running smoothly again. So remember, if you need servers, business class workstations, routers, firewalls, laptops, desktops, Microsoft software licensing, Apple products, virus removal, anything, Cooper Systems is your spot. That is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You go in for a hug, but the huggy pulls up for a handshake.
You couldn't save yourself from the crushing inner cringe of a handshake-hug mix-up. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to GEICO.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the GEICO Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your dopey arms, extended like a wounded bird, have become your biggest problem, you should know GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
GEICO even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
Huh.
And while hugs don't always go as expected, you could expect your local GEICO agent to help you save even more.
Ooh.
You couldn't save yourself the embarrassment of a handshake hug, but you could save yourself hundreds with GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Hi, it's Flo. And you know what word I don't get? Shampoo. The first half of the word is sham, and the second part you definitely don't want to see in the shower. That's why I made up a neat word, Flotection. The feeling of security you get when your new house is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. I mean, seriously, shampoo? What part of that makes you want to rub it all over your hair?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're in the market for a new car, you have to check out Hyundai. Their shopper assurance program is the future of car shopping. There's a ton of features, from transparent pricing to streamlining the purchase online. But my favorite part, you can schedule a test drive at home or work with Hyundai. It's easy. Too busy to go test drive? They'll leave it come to you. Hyundai shopper assurance, available at participating dealerships only. Test drives subject to availability. Visit HyundaiUSA.com/shopper assurance for more details.
A woman named Lauren, East Memphis, she had a home. She wanted to sell it. She listed it with Josh Hysaw. He went to work, got 19 showings in a matter of days. That home sold for the full asking price. How did Josh Hysaw do it? He did it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold fast and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced. He's effective. He can expose your home to the most buyers. He can negotiate for the most money possible. First thing you got to do, though, is get in touch with him so that he can sit down and help you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. You guys agree on the price. Josh goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at the agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick. Totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. He's got flexible fees, no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell your home, call the only real estate agent I would call if I was trying to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw, 461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Extraordinary events come once in a blue moon, and right now, even the most extravagant luxuries are well within reach. The one and only May sale is back at Sissy's Log Cabin, and you can save up to 50% on nearly everything in the store. This is your chance to get the service, selection, and experience that makes you feel like family at the best prices of the year, guaranteed. Don't miss the one and only May sale at Sissy's Log Cabin, because life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
What would you do with an extra $250 million in your pocket? Think about it while you hurry into any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play Powerball today for your chance to win big. The next drawing is tonight.
With summer fast approaching, the Pep Boys pros will get your ride in tip-top shape. Now during the Pep Boys Big Memorial Day Savings Event, get up to $120 off a Wagner Premium Brake Service Package. And if you need your oil changed, get $25 off a Pennzoil Synthetic Oil Change that includes free tire rotation. $25 off! Go to pepboys.com/radio for your coupon and stop by your local Pep Boys Service Center today. Brake offer up to $60 per axle after mail-in rebate. See oil coupon for restrictions. Offers end May 26th.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It feels so good, it should cost. Brought an alligator, I ain't talking Lacoste.
Jeff Calkins is your award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. He's going to join me a little after 5 o'clock. And then at 5:30, Matt McMahon, head coach at Murray State, the man who recruited and coached Ja Morant in college, he's going to join me again. That's at 5:30. But right now, he was recently named the president of the Memphis Grizzlies. It's Jason Wexler, and he joins me now. Jason, it's Gary. How you doing?
Good, Gary. How are you?
Everything's all right. First and foremost, let me publicly congratulate you on the promotion. I couldn't have been more excited
when I heard the news. And so that's quite a big deal. I don't know if you ever, a decade ago, thought you'd be running an NBA franchise, but here you are. It's quite an achievement.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It is kind of amazing when you kind of look back a decade ago, and I was a perfectly content real estate developer, but thrilled to be in the position I'm in, and I look forward to working as hard as I can for the fans and the team.
So I saw the tweet last night, bunch of emojis with smiley faces. For Grizzlies fans, can you put in perspective how big was last night's development?
I mean, from our fan perspective, it's fantastic because, as a front office, we were prepared and ready for every outcome. And, if it was convey and, grind to success, we were going to do that. But it certainly helps to have a bit of luck in the league. And, last night we got some luck, and that matters. And, I'm coming from originally a fan's perspective, I know how much more fun, the next week and the next seasons are, knowing you've got a number two pick and you've got that to, help enjoy your fandom with.
So how were you watching it on television, just like the rest of us?
Yeah, I was watching it on television at home with my family. Zach was in the room, and before you go into that room, they, do the full TSA and take all your phones right, and take everything away from you. So, there was no communication with him, Zach actually had the best view because, when you're in the room, you count upwards. So he was, one went to the Pelicans and two went to the Grizzlies, and he was excited. He didn't have the tension of the backing down. it was a lot of fun. Once the Lakers jumped, I kind of was like, okay, well, math is that we're going to convey. So we'll pop up at 9 and we'll convey and, we'll get to work. And then, we didn't pop up at 9. It was like, oh, this thing's for real now.
So when we go to that commercial break, like, what are you doing? Are you just bouncing off the walls? Because this, the drama, and I know it's already settled, but we don't know how it's settled. It is amazing television because you've got two massive markets, two, with all due respect, smaller markets. And it becomes, I think for the first time as a Grizzlies fan, you can go, oh, wow, this is going to be a great night, and it could be the greatest night. How are you handling the tension of that?
It was I was trying to keep calm. My phone starts blowing up immediately, right, because that was like the world's longest commercial break. So it gave everybody time to, call and text in that commercial break. Once we didn't, come up at 9, both my son and I, jumped up, and we're kind of, bouncing around. You can't sit still at that point. And, then you're just kind of like looking at each other and kind of watching your phone, kind of watching the screen. I did pick up on exactly when they put the four logos up there. I immediately was like, oh, wow, the two biggest market teams and the two smallest market teams. There's sort of a cool symmetry for that. And I'm sure that will be a storyline, however it plays out. And, then sure enough, it did. And it was just at that point you knew it was a positive outcome. So, I was just, pleased as can be, and there was, not a hint of anything other than, man, I'm thrilled.
Talking to Jason Wexler, president of the Memphis Grizzlies. So, obviously, the way it comes back from commercial, Lakers come off the board, Knicks come off the board, and at that point, just like all of us know at that point, if the next words you hear are New Orleans Pelicans, you are going to have the number one pick in the draft and be in a position to select Zion Williamson, which I think doesn't only change your franchise from a basketball perspective, it changes your franchise from a business perspective, evidence being that the Pelicans, I think, have reportedly sold like 3,000 season ticket packages in the past 20 hours or so. How quickly do you go from, disappointed we didn't get the one pick, to, whoa, we're still picking second, this is amazing?
Honestly, I legit wasn't disappointed that we didn't get the one pick because I'm just sort of a math nerd. So I went into the night, thinking the likeliest outcome was the likeliest outcome, right? That we were going to convey. And so, anything beyond that was just gravy. So, I didn't, and it was happening way too fast too. I mean, once they started going, then they really go. So there wasn't time to kind of dwell on the difference between 2 and 1. And when we came up at 2, I was thrilled that we came up at 2 and, legit didn't have any, what coulda, woulda, shoulda. That's just, we worked really hard to go into the evening without that mentality. So, you know, I'm not going to adopt that mentality at the last minute when you have such a remarkable against the odds outcome anyway.
So in some years when you're picking second, you don't necessarily know who's going to be available to you because it's uncertain who's going to go first overall. There is no uncertainty here. Zion Williamson is going to be the first pick. You know,
I'll take your word for that.
Okay. You know, you know, hey, if he's not, this is really going to be amazing. But I unfortunately, I think he is. But essentially on May 15th or the night of May 14th, you know exactly who's available to you. How quickly do you start reaching out to possible number two picks, guys like Ja Morant, R.J. Barrett? I guess if we want to throw DeAndre Hunter, Darius Garland in there. How quickly do you start reaching out to their people to try to see about getting them here, scheduling workouts, that kind of stuff?
Well, the great thing is the combine is right after the draft lottery. So everybody, I'm not in Chicago, but right now the rest of our team's in Chicago. So they're all up there having, right now they're in the middle of all the player interviews that were, you know, already scheduled. So you're already talking to the players, all the agents, everybody's up there in Chicago. So all of that stuff takes place pretty organically in the immediate aftermath of the draft, which is, or the lottery, which is why they set it up and schedule it that way. The, you know, the lottery is in Chicago precisely so that everybody can move from the lottery straight into the combine. And, you know, it's a mini basketball ops convention for all the teams.
You know, in recent years, it has been difficult to get some of the elite prospects into Memphis for a workout. Like Marvin Bagley did not come here last year. Most of the guys that were going to be in the range where your organization was picking did not come here. Are you optimistic that with the number two pick in your possession, you will be able to get the guys you want to get into Memphis to work out, to have dinner, to do all the types of things that are normally done?
Yeah, I mean, you know, A, that doesn't really influence us anyway in terms of if there's, you know, positioning or, you know, that kind of stuff that happens from time to time with, you know, players and agents. But, yeah, we're confident that we'll be able to get to, you know, speak with, talk to, meet with, and, you know, work out with whoever we need to work out with. That's, you know, not a concern, but, you know, even if it were an issue, it wouldn't influence our outlook. That's, you know, why you start scouting for the draft the day after the last draft ends. You know, you've already got 10 months of work in on your draft analysis and, you know, six more weeks to go.
You know, and it's interesting because that is a real thing that I don't know that you'll have to deal with it, but in theory you could, especially with New York and L.A. picking right behind you, somebody saying, yo, if we can just get Memphis to pass on us, then we can drop right there. And yet what you're saying is what I believe to be the correct approach. We will not be influenced by somebody trying to strong-arm us, just like New Orleans. If they had to pick Zion Williamson against his wishes, I suspect that they would still do it no problem.
It's one of those things where it's like, you know, we're not even really thinking about, you know, those kinds of issues. It's just not, you know, something we're really concerned with. And, you know, a lot of that just happens to, you know, vary from year to year, position to position and situation to situation. And, you know, we're always been confident in our ability to, you know, recruit to Memphis and the attractiveness of our market. We don't, you know, buy into it. We actually think being in a small market is an advantage. And we always, you know, pitch it that way and show it that way and demonstrate it that way. So, yeah, it's just not something we're sweating or concerned about at all.
I'm talking to Jason Wexler, president of the Memphis Grizzlies. Does what happened last night impact or change the trajectory of the coaching search that you're conducting right now? Do you believe you can get involved with a different candidate based on the fact that you now have the number two pick in the 2019 NBA draft?
We were involved with all the candidates we want to be involved with prior to this.
Okay.
So it really doesn't change, you know, our perspective on the coaching search at all. A great coach is a great coach regardless of how last night would have turned out. So it really doesn't impact our approach or our process or our thinking.
I'm trying to schedule vacation. Do you have a sense for when you might hire a coach?
Yeah, I'm not taking a vacation this summer, I don't think. So, you know, I'm not, no sympathies there. We're just, you know, as we said, we don't want to lock ourselves into a time frame and, you know, of our own making, right? That's just, there's no reason to, you know, put a clock on ourselves. You know, we're going to just go through our process, be as thorough as we feel like we need to be. And when we have the right candidate in the right situation, we'll, you know, pull the trigger.
Do you know whether you're done from a front office perspective of making hires?
Yeah, we're always on the lookout for talent, but we don't feel any urgent need to bring anybody else in at the moment. You know, Tayshaun and Rich and Glenn are you know, significant additions, or Tayshaun in his elevated role. And, you know, we feel good about where we're at and the folks who are there. But at the same time, you know, we're not going to foreclose the opportunity, but we can, you know, we have the luxury of being selective in our timing on that. We want, you know, that's part of trying to build not just for the next 6 weeks, but for the next 6 years. We want to make sure we, you know, build properly and build right. So we're not going to rush into those kinds of decisions if we don't need to.
I'm wrapping up here with Jason Wexler, president of the Memphis Grizzlies. Last thing before I let you go, I saw you tweet the season ticket number last night. Have you noticed any change based on what happened last night today in that office?
Yeah, no, it's been really active here. Everybody's in a great mood. The fans are excited. We're moving tickets, you know, maybe not quite to the number you quoted before.
Sure, yeah.
But, you know, we're really pleased with it. You know, again, it's just for the fans who've been, you know, diehards for, you know, all the way through, it's great to for them to have, you know, this kind of optimism. For casual fans, that, you know, it provides a great, you know, way to engage and, you know, connect with the team. So, you know, we're seeing, you know, we're seeing positive immediate results, but it also gives us something to build on. It was a little bit, you know, awkward going into last night. You couldn't throw a party when, you know, the likeliest outcome is that you're going to convey. It's hard to, like, toast conveying the pick, even if it's a good outcome for your organization. And you know, so we needed to kind of lay low, and, you know, now we can ramp up.
There's no question. That's Jason Wexler, president of the Memphis Grizzlies. Jason, I again, congratulations on the recent promotion. And honestly, I think most people, if not everybody, is optimistic you and Zach can pull this franchise out of where it's at right now just by being smart and working hard. But as you pointed out, it doesn't hurt to get lucky every once in a while. Congratulations on the luck last night. And I'm real happy for you, man.
Thank you, Gary. I really appreciate that.
All right. I'll see you. That's Jason Wexler, president of the Memphis Grizzlies. And so a couple of interesting things there. Not necessarily done with the front office. They're comfortable with what they've got in place right now, but always on the lookout and didn't rule out making more hires. And then as far as the coaching search, he says that he doesn't think getting the number two pick as opposed to not having a pick or the eighth pick or the fourth pick really changes the coaching search much at all. He thinks they were involved with everybody they wanted to be involved with anyway. And they will hire a coach when they hire a coach, no timetable. And I subscribe to all of that, by the way. This is not college basketball. Every day you don't have a college basketball coach in place, it is a bad day for you, because there is stuff happening basically 365 days a year in that sport. Like, Michigan is missing out on things right now because John Beilein just took the Cavs job, and there's probably coaches trying to recruit players off their campus. There's NBA draft prospects who are leaning either way, who are now leaning on leaving because Beilein's not there, and there's nobody on campus to recruit them back to campus. It's a problem when you do not have a head coach in college. In the NBA, it's not that big of a deal. You could go 2 months without a head coach, and it doesn't really matter. I talked about this with Matt Norlander on the Eye on College Basketball podcast the other night after John Beilein took the Cavs job. Whether it's me talking to Billy Donovan after he got to the NBA or Brad Stevens after he got to the NBA, and I promise you, the next time I talk to John Beilein, one of the things that they'll say they enjoy about being in the NBA is that you can really disappear. Like, from the moment the Oklahoma City Thunder season ended weeks ago until today, if Billy Donovan were on a private island somewhere, it wouldn't matter. It has no impact on anything whatsoever. In college basketball, if you take a two-day vacation, you are probably taking 2 days off that you don't need to be taken off. And so there is no rush to hire a coach for the Grizzlies. They'll get one when they get one. It has no impact, not having a coach, on what they're going to do pre-draft and who they're going to select on the night of the 2019 NBA draft. That was Jason Wexler, president of the Grizzlies. Appreciate him being here. Jeff Calkins up next.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Home of the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays from 9 till 11 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis. A radio.com sports station.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 48 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
Down home, a full meal deserves full flavor. Right now, feast on Church's spicy tenders with fries, biscuit, jalapeno pepper, and an apple pie. That's full belly bliss for just $5.
Church's, bringing that down home flavor.
Offer valid at participating locations.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.